One warning is to the head. It gets beyond all the headlines you read. Don't need lip service with a wink and a nod. You need a man on a mission from God. Well, not to worry, here's Bob in your life.
Hey, greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Inyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church.
Is this mic on?
Yeah, that mic is on.
This mic is on. It's hot mic. Here.
Doug, it's okay. Christmas.
It is Christmas. Merry Christmas.
It's almost Christmas. It's a white Christmas.
Sorry.
Why?
You know, Bob, you're supposed to say happy holiday.
Oh, yeah, the FCC.
We could be in trouble already. We've already said Christmas four or five times in the first 10 seconds of the show.
We could get in trouble with the FAA.
We need to do something for Christmas, though.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not a big Christmas celebrator because I walk with the Lord every day. So taking this one day aside, it's not that we don't celebrate it,
yeah.
But it's just not
well,
an all-consuming thing.
I love
thing.
Christmas.
Yeah, I like it.
For us at our house, it's pretty consuming.
It's fun. It's not an all-consuming thing.
But we could
thing,
get in trouble because the FAA has regulations, you know.
And the FCC as well. You can't say Merry Christmas on an airplane. You can't say
now,
on
wait,
the radio.
The FAA, because we're going over the airwaves.
Oh, okay.
And airwaves get into the aeroplanes.
That's true. They have to fly through those waves.
Right. And that would be offensive to some pilots and especially some of the passengers.
Oh, yeah.
Who refuse to turn off their electronic gadgets while they're bowing down to Iceland.
Now, but we need to do something for Christmas because
right.
We need
music?
To acknowledge the Christmas holiday. And,
some
and, you know,
Christmas
the,
carols?
The proud tradition. Could we do Christmas carols on the air?
I think we could get in trouble with the FCC.
We don't want to risk KLT's license.
No, but let's do our best. Let's play just a few Christmas carols.
A few selected Christmas
but
carols.
But politically correct so we don't get KLT in trouble.
Oh, they've been
politically
corrected.
Yeah, at KGov.
Okay, well, let's hear a
K-Gov
sample.
KGov carols.
Let's hear a sample.
Let's try it.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas. Just like the ones I used.
That's Bing Crosby, right? Oh, here we go.
Come, they told me, pa-rum-pum-pum-pum.
Nothing bad in this song, I don't think.
No, I don't think so.
A newborn to see, pa-rum-pum-pum-pum.
Yeah, ouch. That was bad.
What did he say? Our...
Have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year.
I think we could get by with this.
Night, holy night.
Can't have holy.
No.
I just said it.
Come Emmanuel.
Sounds like you're giving electric shock to the singer. They're being punished by the FCC.
Oh, no Israel. You need Palestinians.
No.
And so I'm offering the simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to
there's the Christmas classics.
I love those songs.
That was great.
Yeah.
And you know, now that you've cleaned them up so they won't offend.
We know what you just can't play White Christmas any longer.
No.
It's racist.
It's not only racist, it's religiousist. Religionist.
Because of snow?
No, because of all the pagans. And the Muslims.
So,
and the heathens.
The Muslims.
Yeah.
Doug, why do you say Muslims instead of Muslims?
Because I prefer the traditional English. Like, I call Mumbai, I call it Bombay. And I call Muslims, Muslims.
And how about Beijing, China?
I prefer Peking.
Peking?
Yeah.
Do you remember Peking duck?
I remember Peking.
When I was a kid, I thought a Peking duck was a duck that was looking around a tree. I did.
A Peking
duck? I mean, what do you think as a kid? Then it was Beijing, and Beijing duck, nobody sells.
This doesn't work.
Beijing
nobody
duck.
And what about, okay, Ho Chi Minh City? Saigon is just easier, and it's much more mellifluous. It's
why do we have to pronounce all these other countries the way... You know, localized.
Yeah.
But European countries, like on NPR, they think they're bragging when they pronounce, they localize the pronunciation.
Yeah.
Why don't they do that with Rome?
Roma.
Why don't they?
Or Deutschland.
Why don't they?
I don't know.
It's because really they're biased against an American European worldview.
So anything that's Eurocentric or anything that's West. Promotes the Western culture.
Anthrocentric. They're just against all that.
They hate all that.
So anyway.
Now, speaking of that, Bob.
Yeah.
Harry Reid and the Senate is preparing our Christmas present. It's going to be wrapped and packaged on Christmas Eve.
Yeah, Obamacare.
It's going to be voted on.
You know, Doug, if the Republicans do this kind of thing, like Mitt Romney did in Massachusetts, when Mitt Romney introduces Romney Care, which is becoming more and more and more and more like Obamacare, I mean, they're going to be pretty similar.
When the reconciliation happens, this bill could end up looking an awful lot like Romney Care.
Except that Romney Care will fund way more abortion than Obamacare because just flat out, it funds elective surgical abortions.
Right, and
just
of course,
flat out.
There are Democratic senators and congressmen who need cover and need to be able to act like they don't publicly fund abortion, so they're going to do that. So it won't be exactly like Romney Care.
No,
don't get me wrong.
No, but Romney Care will fund way more abortion than Obamacare will.
Yeah.
And George W. Bush, with his $1 trillion foray into government control of health care with prescription drugs.
I remember that.
$1 trillion.
Wasn't that nearly $1 trillion?
And it's about, every decade or so, $1 trillion, just throw it away. And
right.
You had to tune into Bob and Yurt Live for the most part.
I just don't recall there being a big flap.
To hear the outrage, there should have been a year-long fight by the Republicans against Bush.
Right.
So if Mitt Romney did it and if George Bush did it, the Republican lapdog talk show hosts like Sean Hannity and Rush Limbaugh and
Hugh Hewitt,
they would be saying, we want Mitt Romney for president because he gave us abortion-funding government health care.
It's hard to,
They're hypocrites. They're liars. It's a team mentality.
Are the Republicans going to get the cover they need by not a single Republican now, Bob, is going to vote for this bill? Not a single one in the Senate.
Oh, but they'll join Mitt Romney's campaign team if he just invites them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's just sad to see where we've got.
Yeah, it's sad. But
how are the Republicans going to make the move, by the way, the shift here in the next 18 months?
Yeah.
From fighting Obamacare and socialized medicine, how are they going to make the shift to endorsing Mitt Romney for president?
Well, we made a prediction when Pro-Life Profiles was launched a couple months ago that Mitt Romney's major evangelical endorsements are done for. That's it.
I hope you're right.
He's done. As far as major evangelical endorsements. And we'll find out. We'll find out. And I think that's a prediction.
Okay. Well,
that's made.
Flag the tape.
That's way more specific than anything Gene Dixon ever said.
Well, we shall see. We shall see. Now, I want to move. I've got a question of justice.
Do you have a Christmas story?
We need to do something for Christmas. Now, we did get in some carols, but I want to stay in the Christmas spirit.
All right.
I've got a headline. That I saw this on CNN this morning.
Yeah.
A Pakistani court has ordered two men's ears and noses to be hacked off.
Oh, Doug, this is not a Christmas story.
Well,
okay. All right, wait. Now, is this a true story?
This is a true story. This is from Islam is Bad Pakistan.
This is Islam. Islam is bad.
Islam
is bad Pakistan.
Islamabad, Pakistan. A court has ordered two fellas, they're brothers, to have their ears and noses chopped off.
Now, that sounds barbaric. It sounds horrific.
Well, yeah. Well, you haven't heard listen to the rest of this.
All right.
The judge ordered their noses and ears to be cut off.
All right. Now, that sounds bizarre, Doug.
It does.
All right. Now, when you explain the story, I'm going to filter it through my understanding of God's word.
Okay.
Because Muslim courts are often out of control.
They often take things too far.
Often.
Yeah.
So this is...
Now
all right, let's see.
The judge ordered this after the two were convicted of doing the same to a young woman. They cut a young woman's ears and nose off.
Oh, well, then this is exactly appropriate punishment. Exactly. They did this to a woman?
Now, the woman had rejected an offer of marriage from one of the brothers, and...
I guess so, if it's either marry me or I'll hack off your nose and
your ears. Well, it's even worse than that. They attacked the woman. They physically beat her. They thought she was dead, and then they cut off her nose and her ears.
Oh, you're kidding.
They said they did it to set an example.
How cruel, huh? How sick and twisted, perverse.
It's horrible.
God is a healthy God. There's only one God. He's a healthy God. He doesn't force people to worship him.
No.
That would be sick.
Yeah, that's like a man forcing a woman to marry him.
Yeah,
that's
Bible
sick.
Compares our relationship with God to a marriage relationship. And for a man to try to force a woman to love him, for one, you can't do it.
Can't be done.
It can't be done because of the nature of love.
Yeah.
Love is volitional. It has to be freely given. And so this is as sick as it can be. And you know what? If they attempted to kill her...
It looks like they beat her, they strangled her with a wire, thought she was dead, and that's why they cut off her nose and ears.
This punishment is insufficient. punishment... These two guys, they should have their ears cut off.
Yeah.
Their noses hacked off.
I'm all for that.
And then they should be put to death.
Amen.
They tried to kill her, and you know, you don't get brownie points for being an incompetent criminal.
No.
When you try to rob a bank and you fail, you try to murder someone, this innocent woman, and you fail, it's not like you get a get out of jail free card.
No, just because you were incompetent.
Or get your nose glued back on card.
No.
Just because you didn't pull off the murder.
No, this is attempted murder.
Attempted murder, the punishment should be death.
Amen.
And painful death.
Yeah, painful in public.
Yeah. Who said it anyway, an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth?
I don't think
nose
it was Mohammed.
Nose.
Wasn't Mohammed.
Finger for finger, toes for toes.
Yeah, I believe that's in the... I believe that was the God of Israel, the God of Isaac,
God.
The God of Abraham,
it
and
was
the God,
God
of Jacob.
So liberal Christians who are influenced more by the culture than they are by God's word... They will think, oh, how cruel, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. No, not cruel, God.
Yeah.
God is the one who gave us this standard of justice, and how perfectly appropriate, how fair, how equitable.
Yeah.
So you do this to someone else, the deterrent is it will be done to you, and God forbade. You like that?
Forbade.
Forbade.
I love that. That's
God,
a traditional English pronunciation.
God forbade judges from showing mercy.
Yeah.
He said, do not let your eye show pity, take pity on a criminal who's
because,
convicted.
Because, you know, God knows, and he knew and knows now, that one public execution or one punishment that's public and just and fits the crime will prevent 1,000 other crimes.
Right.
A thousand other morons out there who are thinking about it.
Yeah. All right. So what is this, Saddam Hussein's sons, cousins over in Pakistan?
It could very well be.
Fumi and what are their names? Kui and Fumi?
I forget. This is Amanit and Sher.
All right.
Sher.
All right.
That's a guy's name apparently in Pakistan. Mm-hmm. Now I want to move. Let's stay in the Christmas spirit.
All right.
I want to move to the...
I don't think we've gotten into the Christmas spirit yet. we've been trying, but I don't think...
Carols were a nice start.
All right.
But I'm a little bit alarmed at the Conservative Political Action Committee, CPAC. You've heard of CPAC?
Yeah. You know, we mentioned CPAC in our Ann Coulter video on YouTube.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
The Coulter hang-ups, Ann Coulter hang-ups.
Yeah.
And we have that line in there. It says, what does CPAC stand for?
Let's see.
That comes up two or three times. It says CPAC. What does CPAC stand for? And then the answer shows up. It's nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Well,
that's the Conservative Political Action.
They may be looking for something to stand for. They have allowed a group to co-sponsor their big meeting, their conference. The group is called Geo Proud.
Oh, no, come on.
And it's a group that they split off from the Log Cabin Republicans quite some time ago.
Oh, gross.
But they share some of the same proclivities as the
Log Cabin. In other words, they're homosexuals.
Yeah, and they're sponsoring the big CPAC whatever
so
they
CPAC
do.
What does CPAC has do? Homosexuals. CPAC, 3 years running, they voted Mitt Romney as the number one conservative Republican candidate for president.
Well, apparently that's
Mitt Romney. Right. Mitt Romney, who opposed defense of marriage, and he single-handedly imposed homosexual marriage on the state of Massachusetts.
Yeah.
By ordering state workers, county workers, to issue homosexual marriage licenses. That's Mitt Romney. He's who wins the CPAC straw poll, their survey, their poll every year.
He's CPAC's kind of man.
Yeah.
Well, listen, the executive director of CPAC, a fellow named Keen, I can't see his first name here, but who really cares? Anyway.
Was it the former governor of New Jersey? That would make sense, heading up CPAC.
Yeah, well, anyway.
But all right, go
ahead. The executive director issued an email defending the agreement.
David Keene. It's not Thomas Keene.
It's not
New Jersey.
Anyway, he said that CPAC has an interest in demonstrating that not all gays are liberals.
Oh, great. That's great.
When it comes to tax policy, a lot of gays want to keep more of their income. And so they're welcomed into the CPAC tent.
So conservatism, when George W. Bush, when he destroyed the Republican Party, the last semblance of anything Christian or pro-life or conservative, he just destroyed it.
Yeah, it's pretty much over.
It wasn't just that he was a traitor to Christians.
No.
Because there's also those who are not Christian who say they're conservative. Well, he mocked conservatives.
Yeah.
In his last speech, his speechwriter came out, it was a news story, and said that George W. Bush said, who is this? What movement are you talking
What's
about?
What's his conservative movement?
What do you mean movement?
And movement?
And his speechwriter said, Mr. President, I'm referring to the conservative movement. And he said, there's no conservative movement. I wiped out that Gary Bauer guy. I whooped Gary Bauer.
There is no conservative movement.
So not only did Bush betray Christianity, not only did he betray the pro-life movement, but he mocks the very notion of conservatism. I mean, Bush is a pro-abort, pro-homosexual, pro-evolution liberal.
Yeah.
Bush gives us a $1 trillion increase in government health care, and the Republicans like Sean Hannity, they just lap it up. And Jill Stanek and Jay Sekulow and Focus on the Family, they lap it up. He supports killing 3.3 million children while he's in office. Just go to Pro-Life Profiles. 3.3 million people, and they say he's the greatest pro-life president we've ever had.
Yeah.
They're just, what, dupes?
Well, there's
partisan politics?
Well, they're as bad as the people who listen to Air America who raged against Bush for all these years, calling him such a conservative. There's dupes on both sides.
Yeah.
People generally aren't that bright. I'm beginning to notice that, especially politically. Now, CPAC says they have
Does
a hard time.
Does it matter what they say?
They want to be inclusive of people who agree with us on most issues. So, you know, if you want lower taxes, if you want immigration reform, if you want to keep your guns, and you want to sodomize another guy, you're allowed. Okay, come on. It's just one issue. It's one minor issue.
If you want to kill children.
If you want to live a lifestyle that's destructive of the entire civilization.
What if you're just a skinhead? That's it.
Yeah, what if all you want to do is just kill and burn a few Jews, but you agree with us on guns, taxes,
right
down the line.
Without God's enduring command, do not murder, and without God made us male and female, you pretty much have CPAC. What does CPAC stand for?
Nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
Someone just called in and said I shouldn't use the word gay. I appreciate that, but I'm just reading from the article, and it was written by, Bob Unruh over at WorldNet Daily, but he's quoting other people who think homosexuals are happy, and they're generally not very gay.
No.
Generally.
No.
No.
So someday we'll take back that term, but...
So listen, one more thing from CPAC. They says, hey, we have pro-life and pro-abortion co-sponsors of the event as well.
Isn't that just wonderful? That reminds me of the Colorado GOP.
The GOP here in Colorado. The one destroyed by Dick Wadhams?
Dick Wadhams.
Yes.
Dick Wadhams.
Living proof that the ascendancy of the incompetent is complete, Dick Wadhams. You can't be fired in this country. No matter how bad you destroy an organization, you cannot lose your job.
He blew the Virginia governor's race, right?
And destroyed the
because,
Colorado
you know,
Republican
And you know
Party.
What happened? The Virginia governor's race, who was that? Allen? we had a Defensive Marriage Act was going forward on the East Coast,
yes.
And I think New Jersey and Virginia, and it was wildly popular.
Yes.
And Dick Wadhams had his candidate, Republican for re-election for U.S. Senate, is that what it was? And he had him keep a distance from it.
Yeah.
Until he was losing in the polls, and a week before, he said, you know what, we better endorse this thing. It's going to win by 20 points.
Brilliant, Dick. You're brilliant. Can right. we pay you a bonus?
And so then he was here with, who was running for U.S. Senator? His name
Nobody
is so
remembers.
Forgettable.
No one remembers because Schiffer, Dick Wadhams successfully Schiffer, destroyed his career.
Schiffer.
Schaefer. Bill
Robert
Schaefer. Bob Schaefer. Jeff Schaefer.
Bob Schaefer.
Biff Schaefer.
And Bob Schaefer.
Who remembers?
Turned a blind eye to forced abortion in the Marianas Islands.
That's right.
He was searching for it on a sailboat while parasailing.
Is that right?
And he said, we got pictures of him and his wife parasailing off the Marianas Islands. And he said, I could not see any abortion while I was there.
Okay.
I guess he didn't get up high enough.
Maybe he's not that astute of a political observer.
No. So Colorado Right to Life sent him all questions asking, well, what is the pregnancy rate of the thousands of women who work in the sweatshops there? They're all Chinese natives.
Basically slaves.
Yeah. What is the pregnancy rate? What are the policies of all these sweatshops, factories where they work when a woman becomes pregnant? How many return to China pregnant? And he didn't ask any of those questions.
No.
He didn't ask any questions. He just went parasailing, and he said, I didn't see any abortion.
Now, who was this again? Was this Bob Schaefer?
Dick Schiffer.
Schaefer. So he could tell you how much it cost to rent a parasail there.
Yeah.
But as far as social policy,
he turned a blind eye, and that was with Lou Sheldon and the Traditional Values Coalition, that whole scam operation.
Yeah.
And it had money from the Republican, the guy who's in jail. The Jack
Abramoff
scandal. That money filtered through Lou Sheldon, the Traditional Values Coalition. It's all a scam.
Wow.
It's like
conservatives have been getting ripped off as far as who they donate to for so long.
Ripped
by
off.
So many people.
You give money to Jay Sekulow and National Right
robbed.
To Life, and you are really duped.
Yeah.
All right, so we've talked about Planned Parenthood, by the way, raising money at Denver International Airport, Doug.
Yeah, you know,
we talked about that yesterday.
We had one of the people involved with Personhood actually witnessed DIA, was out at DIA, and was solicited by Planned Parenthood people.
Yeah.
And went to DIA, it told us what was going on out there, told some of the people at Personhood Colorado. So Personhood Colorado approached DIA and has gotten permission now for our people
to fundraise at the airport.
Not to fundraise, to just get signatures.
Oh.
We're not big on fundraising. Not that we don't need money. Don't get me wrong.
We do.
We need signatures right now.
So
we're going to need a lot
Planned
of money.
Parenthood may have opened the door.
They have opened the door to Personhood Colorado sending our operatives out to DIA to gather signatures. And when the campaign is, once we're on the ballot, the campaign, we will need lots of money. And so we will be soliciting for funds.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And we need money right now.
Yeah, we do.
Hey, it's Christmas. Maybe somebody could send a check for Christmas to Colorado Right to Life.
Yeah, go to Colorado Right to Life. You can make a donation, a Christmas gift.
Yeah, don't make it tax deductible.
No.
Forget that. That's child's play.
Yeah.
Make it for the Colorado Right to Life issue committee so they could use the money to print more petitions and get petitions into the hands of another 1,000 Christians in Colorado.
And then if you're still feeling in the Christmas spirit, you've given a donation to Colorado Right to Life, then you could go to Personhood Colorado. You could give a donation there, too, or a family member.
Split it.
Yeah.
50-50.
Yeah, they do need money, but
now,
we need signatures.
Now, if you do need a tax deduction,
yeah,
just to put everything on the table.
Let's say you're going to give $100,000.
If you do need a tax deduction.
You might need a tax. If you're giving $10,000, $100,000.
If you're sort of wimpy and you just can't bear to fund an all-out assault on child killing, and you need a tax deduction, you could donate to Denver Bible Church.
You could do that.
And they would take it.
Oh, yeah, they would take it.
But they'd say, wouldn't you rather donate to Colorado Right to Life?
Yeah.
Because we need to get on the ballot because there are 40 states that are promoting personhood because of Colorado. It's crucial, Doug.
The eyes of the world are on us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So what does CPAC stand for? Absolutely nothing.
Yeah. So let's – now, do I want to – speaking of Denver Bible Church, you got a letter.
Yeah.
We got a card, had a $5 bill in it.
Yeah.
And here's what it said. Hello, my name is Ryan. I'd like to make a donation to your ministry. My dad has learned a lot about the Bible through listening to you. Thanks.
Oh, this is a young boy.
He's teaching me how to be a good steward with my money and how to be a man. I recently broke a skylight in my baby brother's outdoor playhouse. And I had to make restitution to my mom.
Oh, no.
And she said that because it was the second time I broke the skylight, I also needed to make an extra contribution to a ministry. So, Bob Enyart, I picked you.
Oh, wow. What state is this from? Oh, look at I see the post. This is from Indiana.
From Indiana.
Wow.
Ryan says, I'm sorry I broke the skylight, and I won't ever use a stick to crack ice on the skylight again. Bye-bye.
Oh, that's so nice.
So his mom's Ryan, got him paying restitution. What a great lesson for him.
What a good lesson. Ryan, thank you very much for that $5.
Yeah, so he's listening to Bob Enyart Live.
That
maybe they're getting
a
sermons.
Long way. What a neat, respectful young man.
Yeah.
But, Doug, you know what really catches my eye on this?
What's that?
An outdoor playhouse with a skylight?
That sounds pretty fancy.
I mean, this is nicer than my car.
A skylight?
And wait, this is my baby brother's outdoor playhouse with a skylight.
I wonder what Ryan's playhouse has. It's probably got an elevator in it and an indoor swimming pool.
I think so.
That's awesome.
Yeah, just
Ryan,
beautiful.
Take it easy with the cracking ice with the stick.
Isn't that funny? You could just see mom saying,
"So see,
not again."
Now, there is hope for the future of civilization, but as of right now,
yeah.
The man occupying the White House has not given us much hope. Bob, over at Big Government, Breitbart's website, they took photographs of Barack Obama's Christmas tree. It has a Christmas ornament decorated with the face of Mousy Tongue.
Oh, so Obama's Christmas tree. You know, they didn't want to put Jesus in the manger. Remember that? We did that story with Eric Metaxas.
Right, they quashed that.
Amazing Grace?
Yeah.
And they didn't want Jesus because they didn't want to offend anyone other than the average American and 2 billion Christians around the world.
Yeah. Right.
But so they put Mousy Tongue.
Well, most of the people who would be.
How do you pronounce that?
Mousy Tongue.
Mousy Tongue.
Most of the people who would be offended by Mousy Tongue's picture, Mousy Tongue already killed them. Right. So there's not as many of them around who are offended.
Certainly there are not public school teachers in this country that could come up with 2 reasons why his picture should not be on Obama's Christmas tree.
No. Anyway, Mousy Tongue is the traditional pronunciation of Chairman Mao's name. At least that's the way my dad pronounced
Chairman
it.
Chairman Mousy Tongue.
Chairman Mousy Tongue.
With forked.
Hey, Bob, what are we doing? What are we doing Christmas morning?
Christmas morning, 10 o'clock.
I need the time. 10 a.m.
Holiday home visit.
Where are we meeting?
To an abortionist house. Goodman kills babies for Planned Parenthood.
Goodman's house, okay.
And we're going to the Weitz Corporation's president, Bill Hornaday. Okay. Weitz is a billion-dollar construction firm, and they built the largest child-killing center in the country, Planned Parenthood, here in Denver.
Auschwitz. So where are we going to meet at 10 a.m.? Is it a secret location?
No, it's not a secret location. You know what we'll do? We'll put the address on kgov.com.
Okay, people can find out exactly where to go.
kgov.com, or they could call us 1-800-8-ENYART, 1-800-836-9278.
That's the holiday home visit.
Yeah.
That'll be exciting.
Christmas morning, 10 o'clock.
There's nothing better than greeting an abortionist on Christmas morning.
No, because we want to discourage medical students from becoming child killers. Because we love those medical students, and what a way to ruin your life.
Yeah, raise the social tension in the community.
Now,
thanks,
the
Bob.
Only people who disagree with us doing this are the Christians who say don't judge.
Ouch.
And we're so glad they're not judging us for this.
Yeah.
So, holiday home visit, Maranatha, God bless you.